Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I saw the postman the other night, and he was working late. I was walking the dog. It was about 9 o'clock at night, and he's like, it's all these political flyers, all this political stuff. And I like our mailman. Our postal workers are fantastic. But I didn't want to bring it up, you know, because it's kind of awkward, and I'm sure he wouldn't know what happened to it. But I still haven't gotten my mail-in ballot. Two of my family members have. But two haven't. There's four in the household. So we have, for those of you that didn't get, this is our mail-in ballot. I mean, in Nevada, at least. I don't know what yours looks like. So I got this one, and then I got this one for another family member. So I've gotten two. Now, actually, this is the what we mail it back in. I opened one of them up. There are what a lot of people have been concerned about, where there's little circles. When you mail it back, there's little circles in there. I don't know if you guys can see the little circles. And so I think I could see you guys in it. And I was wondering what this would kind of align with. Now, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. This makes us a little nervous when, one, I don't have my ballot. So who's voting for Dr. Dahlia? I mean, my guess is you got anybody could figure that out because, you know, they're going to say more chocolate, more Thunder Down Under or Chippendale shows for Nevada. I'm sure anybody could figure out. It's really hard to be an imposter, you know. But I don't understand the transparency. Now, the one thing I have to give Nevada credit for is they have a privacy sleeve. So when you do your mail-in ballot, let's say you didn't use your privacy sleeve, okay? If you put in your mail-in ballot and you send it, and I think it's postage-free, so you don't have to try to find postage. I noticed, by the way, when I use an envelope, I always stick in the folded side first. I know a lot of people want to put in the frayed side. I just think I bend it. So my habit is putting in folded side first. Well, you could see one of the answers. So I marked it, and I looked to see what it came as. And if I clicked this one spot, it comes up Michelle Fiore. Well, Michelle Fiore, in our neck of the woods, is a staunch Republican, staunch conservative. And so I wonder about the privacy you have if you vote. There's also the Margaret Hendrickson, who's an independent, but this has been something that has kind of been brought up with the last mail-in ballot issue, where the circle will allow somebody to see if a Republican was clicked. Now, of course, fold it a different way or use the privacy sleeve, so I think you can protect yourself that way. But I still don't understand, and maybe one of you works at the post office, why we have to have holes in our letters. When I buy an envelope at Office Max and I submit a letter, there's no hole in it. In fact, I thought you can't. I thought when you mail a letter, you have to have the return address, you have to have your address, you have to have the stamp in the upper right-hand corner, and you cannot have any rip, tear, opening. I don't understand why mail-in ballots have to have circles and openings. And I swear, when I put this in, when I put it in the normal way, I was like, well, what is that? You could see a box. So when I checked and I pulled it out, it looks like it's for Michelle Fiore. And so that allows anybody to see if somebody voted for Michelle Fiore, they might have voted all Republican. Even though that is most people, you know, I don't think are voting all R, all D. I think most people are choosing candidate. But there's a lack of privacy with this. So if your state does not offer a secrecy sleeve that you could put this into, I would ask for one, or maybe make one of your own. If you think that your ballot is going to be compromised. So here's the thing. I vote every election. And I have been voting ever since I turned 18. So you can just count the number of elections. And so I want to vote in this one. I wanted to try mail-in ballot, and I don't have one. Now, I know they say if you didn't get a mail-in ballot, you need to call the state, and you need to, but two of my family members don't have it. How is a process that flawed? I've been living in my house for years. I've been married to my husband for 25 years, almost 26. I gave birth to one of them 22 years ago. I gave birth to another one, now he's 20 years ago. So, you know, everybody, including my uterus, knows that I'm a part of this family, and one of my kids is a part of this family. Where the hell is the other mail-in ballot? And then my next question is, so how does this work? If I don't get a mail-in ballot, and I go up to the polls, and they don't need my ID, do I now have two votes? Now, the other thing I'm worried about is I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to look like, you know, one of the reasons why I'm doing this segment is one is to kind of show you guys, you know, to be careful with how you put these in there. A lot of paper. Oh, but you do get a sticker. You do get a sticker so then you can do your selfie that you voted. But you only get the sticker, you know, if you vote. My worry is, we're eventually going to crack down on people double voting, people voting for dead people stealing ballots. I want to know what happens when I go to the polls. I'm going to go to the polls. I'll try to go early. And what if somebody says, I voted twice? No, I didn't. I still don't have my mail-in ballot. And I don't want the mail-in ballot at this point. I'm just going to go to the polls. I'm not going to screw around with it. And there's an issue. And I don't want to bring up, you know, 2020 headlines, but this is not a safe way to vote. There's transparency, there's a lack of privacy unless you know there's a privacy sleeve. There's inconsistency with family members getting these, and there's a lot of room for somebody to submit one while somebody else is at the poll. So I'm telling you right now, I'm going to vote in person. So anything that comes in the mail, please don't count it because that's not my vote. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we still have a baby formula shortage. It's easing. We're getting more stocked in, but still multiple areas throughout the country are struggling because of the baby formula shortage. In fact, a few days ago, I believe the Biden administration was served a lawsuit over documents, and there's been a lot of drama with what happened with baby formula. As a result, moms are moving back towards breastfeeding, and it is going to be much more popular. The only problem is in order to breastfeed and balance work, we need employers on board. So this starts to get a little challenging. So joining us next is Jeff Castile, Executive Vice President of the Americas, Medela LLC, to talk to us about how working moms can breastfeed and work with employers to make this go a little easier. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I do appreciate you bringing up the formula shortage. It continues to be a burdensome item for this country.
It is. You know, and one of the reasons why women chose bottle over breastfeeding is because they had to work. I mean, for me, I breastfed as long as I could, but when you work, the milk output drops. It just happens. But a lot of women, if you survey them, they choose, they're bottle feeding not because they want to bottle feed, but because it's inhibited at work, and it's difficult to do at work. So I love what you and your team is working on. Talk to us about what moms need.
Yeah, so we surveyed a group of moms, around 2,500 mothers. We asked, are you aware of the benefits you may have when you return to work once you've started breastfeeding? And a vast majority, you know, close to 60% of these moms said, we have no idea. We have no idea what's offered and or what should be offered through legislation, et cetera. And here's where the disconnect is. Once you start in this breastfeeding journey, like you shared recently, you want to continue that journey. And what we found is that 97% of these moms says we want to continue this journey upon our return to work. So imagine this disconnect. You don't know what you have. You don't know what's offered, but you want to continue the journey. And you're right. Now it's even more important to make sure you provide that opportunity to these mothers that are coming back to work. So what we found is
mm-hmm.
– sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm saying exactly. You're right.
Yeah, and here's what we found out. The employees that do offer the appropriate, let's just call it, environment for breastfeeding, they retain their employees at around 90%. Those breastfeeding moms stay in that location, and the turnover is less than 10%. In places that don't, the turnover could be 50% or higher.
Mm.
So look at this disconnect where employment is such in a strong need, good employment. If you can't retain them by just doing simple things and providing a safe environment, you're losing some very good talent.
Exactly. Well, the days of, you know, women childbearing and then, you know, feeling forced to stay home are gone. You know, we now need multiple families now with inflation and recession need multiple incomes. A lot of women, after they give birth, they feel that pressure. They need to get back to work. They need to, but, you know, breastfeeding is something that is a part of the child rearing. That this is why women have been asking, well, people have been asking to have longer maternity leave, because we need to get the baby the vital, you know, breastfeeding nutrients that we can't necessarily replicate in formula. And formula is supposed to be a adjunct, or it's supposed to be an aid for those who can't. And we've went from the norm being breastfeeding to the norm being bottle fed. And that's why we're in this problem that we're at. And then employers think, well, they're just bottle feeding, so why do I need to make adjustments? And I think this is a good start on how to kind of return to what I believe should be normalcy in terms of child rearing.
You're spot on. You know, there's $17 billion that could be saved in this country alone if mothers continue that breastfeeding journey. 90% of those mothers that could provide proper milk continue that journey. $17 billion could be saved. One in four mothers are finding it difficult. So we need to make sure that environment is fulfilled not only in the home, and by the way, advocacy in the home is so important, but educational tools that they could access is important too, and we offer those tools at our Medela app that can be downloaded at any app store. And we also want to educate those mothers in knowing how to advocate for their needs back at the workplace. And there's a website that we offer called Kin Benefits. That's KINBenefits.com. And we highlight what a good environment looks like, what is proper withdrawal milk environment look like, and how you continue supporting your baby's needs while you're back at work.
And I love that you have those resources, and Medela offers those resources, because when I only got a few days off after I had my baby, and I went to work, and I was breastfeeding, and I brought the baby into the lecture. I brought the, you know, there was no room for privacy. I had a little cover so I wouldn't make my coworkers uncomfortable, because I knew they would be. But it was awkward to have to, you know, in the middle of a work work setting breastfeed my child. And so I totally understand how difficult it is. And many, I think, employees are intimidated to bring up to their employer, look, I want to breastfeed. Where can I do it? Because they don't want to ruffle any feathers. We can't be afraid to ask. There has to be. In fact, I thought the ACA, didn't the ACA mandate that all employers or all workspaces have a room for breastfeeding?
Wow, you're such an advocate, and I do appreciate your passion around this. But, yes, they do advocate that, but it also says is a required area for lactation, and that could be a bathroom. So imagine how embarrassing that is that you have to go to a bathroom and undress yourself and breastfeed in a place that's not private, number one. And number two, would you cook a meal for your family in a bathroom and feed it to them?
Right.
Of course not.
Right.
Why are we asking these mothers to do lactation in that same environment? That's not right, and it's not fair, and it's not sanitary, if you will. So what we want to do is say, hey, listen, work environment, this is what a good environment looks like for lactation. You got to have privacy. It's got to be clean. It's got to have the right resources in order to allow that mother a successful withdrawal. And it prevents things like when a mother can't withdraw on a regular basis or in the proper environment, we know there's a drop in their milk supply, and we want to avoid that at all costs.
Yep.
There's physical pain that they could take over by not withdrawing on a regular basis with engorgement. And then there's a high potential of infection if you don't allow that milk to be flowing on a regular basis. So imagine an employee that has to face in all that or face one of those things. They're not a productive employee.
So true. And employers are having trouble retaining their employees. So the more they they can work with their employees on this, the longer they'll be able to retain their employee.
100%. We know that as a fact. The last survey that we pulled showed that we had over a 90% retention in employees that offer a proper lactation site for working moms. And what we're, here's the good news. There's always a silver lining to all this. The opportunity needs to be adopted. You're right. It starts with advocates, and those mothers going back in the workforce should get familiar with those benefits at genbenefits.com. And then they need to advocate for it. And they need to show statistically how this will benefit this work environment to have a safe environment. And right now we're currently negotiating with the largest employer in the world where they want to provide a lactation center in all their work environment. And if we can accomplish that, I think it will set a nice cadence for the rest of the environment here in the U.S.
Amen. Amen. In the last minute, anything else you'd like to share with my listeners, Jeff?
Again, educate yourself, understand how to successfully launch yourself into a breastfeeding journey, and then understand the resources you need, and then go to kinbenefits.com and understand and be an advocate for yourself and your baby with your employer.
Fantastic. Well, we can't wait to have you back. We appreciate all you and your team do, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, he brought up a good point. How much money are we spending on formula? And as you see what we're doing with the border, and I mean, formula costs money, and formula was supposed to be available originally for those rare cases where a baby couldn't breastfeed. And now it's the norm. I'm for as natural as possible, and I would love for us to be able to go back where the average, mom, including myself, had breastfed, and then if we needed to, we had the formula. This way it'll never be in short supply. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As violence on American streets continue to burden the American dream, Chicago's violence is among the worst in the country. Last night, 14 people were shot and run over in the city's Garfield Park. The youngest victim, 3 years old. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown.
They're all in various conditions between critical and non-life-threatening. We also have a person struck by a vehicle.
President Biden is putting the blame on high gas prices on the oil companies. The president on Monday.
I have no problem with corporations turning a fair profit or getting a return on their investment in innovation. But this is remotely what's happening. Oil companies' record profits today are not because they're doing something new or innovative. Their profits are a windfall of war.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the horrific attack on Paul Pelosi has definitely taken a turn, which I didn't want it to, but you knew it would, where people got pretty political. And I've seen what's been going on online and social media, and there's been all these now conspiracy theories and you know, we have a man who is married to Nancy Pelosi, which couldn't be easy, okay? But he is, and he gets attacked. And allegedly, he gets attacked for her actions. Yeah, that's not cool. That's not cool. But now we're being told that it was an illegal immigrant who did this. So originally, the conversation started as, all right, these are Republicans, these are MAGA Republicans, Trumpers, who are now breaking into people's homes and attacking them and using violence to thwart politics. Then we hear that this was somebody, I don't know if it was Elon Musk, or there was some rumor that this was somebody that Paul knew was a male prostitute that was over. I don't know. I don't want to perpetuate any rumors. I have no idea. So then it took that turn where this was somebody he knew and this wasn't politically driven. And now we're being told that this is somebody who is not in the U.S. Actually, we're being told that they did look it up. He is legal, but he is a migrant, and he's not illegal. He has a visa. So I would just like to say, let's just keep politics out of this. I know it's hard because it's Pelosi and Mr. Pelosi, but, you know, every time somebody tries to put a political spin on this, they get themselves into a heap. I think we're not going to move forward in society with getting things done if we keep trying to finger blame Republicans or Democrats. We have a person who is out of their flipping mind, just like John Hinckley Jr. trying to kill Ronald Reagan to get Jodie Foster to notice him. The guy was out of his mind. Lee Harvey Oswald, if he truly was the shooter in the JFK assassination, was out of his mind. And when, you know, people try to, because we have an election coming up, you know, draw on, okay, you see, this is what all Republicans think, or all Green Party thinks, or all migrants feel. You make yourself look uneducated. So Paul Pelosi is able to speak. He underwent surgery for a fractured skull. He's 82 years old. He did speak with investigators from his hospital bed. He provided statements, this was on Sunday, to San Francisco police investigators, the Capitol Police, FBI, and San Francisco District Attorney's Office. This was after a home invasion that I believe happened at 2 in the morning, where he was beaten over the head with a hammer. Now, he is the husband of Nancy Pelosi. He's awake, has all cognitive functions, remembers the events of the attack, and is cooperating with multiple agencies. This was apparently an alleged kidnapping. And as I think the suspect tried to tie him up, wanted to hold him hostage until Nancy Pelosi came home, and the suspect is David DePape, or DePape. I've heard it pronounced DePape. So federal charges now of attempted kidnapping and retaliation against a federal official by threatening a family member were filed on Monday. Officials in California have also formally charged him with attempted murder, among with other felony charges in retaliation to the hammer attack. He's going to be arraigned in court today. He is accused of breaking into the home in Pacific Heights, beating Paul's head with a hammer, with the goal of holding, he was looking for Nancy and wanted to hold her hostage. Reports say that he wanted to break her kneecaps. This guy is out of his flipping mind. Now, Fox News reported that the suspect was in the U.S. illegally and was expired his stay with his visa. Other reports are saying he was still legal. So, you know, and this is something that I know people are probably listening going, well, you can't keep politics out of it. You can't keep politics out of it completely. If we do have an issue where non-American citizens are causing a good number of crimes, then, you know, we do need to reevaluate how are we vetting migrants or people coming in. I think that is a very, you know, justifiable argument and avenue we need to research. But in the short term, what always happens is immediately any sort of thing that happens gets a spin on it. Remember they were saying that President Trump had migrants in cages? And then it turned out the pictures were from the Obama administration years. And I think what happens is media needs clickbait. These media outlets need to find something attractive and entertaining enough such that if somebody says, you know, well, somebody was attacked in the head, that's one thing. Somebody was attacked in the head, a possible right wing supporter, then all of a sudden people click it more like, ooh, really? You know, the right wants to verify, is that really true? The left is like, wants to feel like it's supporting their hypotheses, and it all of a sudden changes the headline. My husband reaches out to all of us on group text saying Dak Prescott was leaving the Cowboys, was retiring from the Cowboys. I'm like, I never heard that. We didn't hear that. Well, it turned out the headline was Dak Prescott's favorite wide receiver was retiring. Okay, why was Dak Prescott even included in the headline? Well, again, it's for clickbait. So I go, just if you read the headline carefully, it doesn't really have that much to do with Dak Prescott. You know, somebody is leaving the Cowboys. Dak Prescott likes him. That could have been a paragraph three, but they made it a headline. So the true issues are with this Paul Pelosi attack is, number one is, our homes aren't built like fortresses as we think they are, and if they didn't have any security, one moral to this is, if you are married to a very controversial politician, right, you could be in harm's way. Look at Congresswoman Gabby Gifford, where her husband almost could have been killed during that shooting in the Tucson strip mall when she was giving a speech years ago. So one is family members of politicians can be in danger. Number two is you have individuals with major mental illness that are roaming around the streets and have enough competency to figure out how to break in and how to do it, when there's the least amount of security. Number three is we have a political system that has nurtured some real strong emotions. I mean, I don't hear, this person's all right, this person's all right. I hear I either love or hate. And when you hear that, people are really, really hating what, some of our politicians are doing, maybe then the politicians aren't necessarily representing, their constituents. We have Republican and Democrat and Independent and Green Party and all these others, but it seems to be that these politicians are catering to the base. Why aren't the politicians catering to what is good for that area? If a Democrat or a Republican is awarded the office, so is voted in and is awarded that office for that district, they're not supposed to screw over the people that didn't vote for them. Their job is to represent that whole district. What is the best thing for that district? When Mayor Oscar Goodman had some words after President Obama said, don't go to, you just guys won't be able to go to Vegas, while Obama's talking about the recession. Everybody says the recession ended in 2009. It went on for years. That I don't know why the headlines are changing history now. But, when Obama had said that, I don't know if Mayor Oscar Goodman is Democrat or Republican, but, I mean, he's pro-Vegas. And he stood up to those comments as an elected official for Las Vegas. And that's really what needs to be done with our politicians. You represent your country the best way you can, not just the D or the R. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I do not have a copy of the Senate report, but multiple news outlets have been giving us snippets of it. And can I just say it's about flipping time. And the Senate report that came out last week saying, you know what, we think it's probably a lab leak as to why the COVID pandemic happened in terms of the SARS-CoV-2 virus leaking from the lab and then causing mass mayhem and continuing to cause mass mayhem. Well, we're now finding a little bit more details as to what could have happened. And now all of a sudden my computer's out. There we go.
So we're being told that there was faulty equipment, corrosion, poor disinfecting systems, lack of expertise, a shoestring budget, and multiple other issues that could have been at play when this leaked. An answer I want to know is, and I've been asking this since 2020, if this was a leak, was it a one single vial, one single virus? Was it a container or a refrigerator or a lab bench with multiple pathogens? You know, all we're doing is talking about SARS-CoV-2, which is important. But if they had, if this lab was that much of a cluster, did anything else get leaked? Were they also working on variants? Is that why we have these variants? What the hell happened? So at least we're getting pieces of information, and thank God we are, because the misinformation police are starting to go, wait a second, okay, I think maybe we don't know what what we're doing. Because for those of us from day one said, guys, you know, these labs in China have had issues with leaks before. Can we look into it? That was labeled as misinformation. So I want one hell of an apology. I really want one hell of an apology. So faulty equipment, shoestring budget, a, quote, doom loop of pressure where the workers were pressured, lack of expertise running a high security environment, they believe contributed to the virus escaping right before the pandemic began. I would put that date to the end of summer, early fall 2019, based on how it eventually made its way to America. I think it was in America by November of 2019, based on patients who were flu negative, yet calling in with these, you know, flu-like symptoms but different, causing severe shortness of breath. If in America we had this in November, this stuff happened at least 3 months prior in China, so August 2019. And it just so happens the Trump administration had said, we think this started in August 2019, the leak. Again, it was all misinformation. I'm not here to defend the Trump administration, but nobody wanted to believe it. And here we are 3 years later after the potential leak. And we're like, you know what? Maybe this is what happened. Well, we could have maybe been a little bit more diligent back then. And maybe we could have even minimized some of the variants. I'd like to believe that the variants happened because the virus was out there. And the virus, you know, logic dictates once a virus is out there, and it has multiple hosts, it's able to, you know, manifest in different ways and mutate and evolve. But I'm still in the back of my head wondering, is anything else being leaked? Is there any other faulty mechanism at play? And I doubt that the Wuhan lab is the only one that had this problem. Not only in China, in other countries. So there needs to be one hell of a transparency sort of campaign. Who would do that? Is that the World Health Organization? Is that the UN? Who oversees these labs that could have potential bioweapons? And where the hell are they? So, they say staff at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, this is from the U.S. Senate report, being reported by multiple sources, Vanity Fair, ProPublica, Daily Mail. Apparently, they struggled with corroded tools and may have broken an air filter right before COVID first began. The experts pointed to worrying messages and patterns of behavior suggested ongoing problems, and then a sudden crisis at the Wuhan lab in November 2019 that they could not conclusively prove a link had occurred. Now, again, we have data, I think it came out of California, that COVID was in America in November of 2019. So I still question. I think a process was happening even before somebody called it. You know, once people got sick, they're like, well, wait a second. You know, if this is what's going on, where did it come? They might have figured it out, but I think the leak happened months before. Senators have concluded that the lab leak theory of COVID's origins is now the most likely explanation. Thank you. And the idea that it jumped from animals into humans, which was an idea backed by Beijing, quote, no longer deserves the benefit of the doubt. So all of us who said, look, guys, I just don't think it was something that happened, you know, with bat soup, and we got vilified for it, we want one hell of an apology. This new analysis was published by ProPublica and Vanity Fair. It obtained a full copy of the Senate report. I don't have that. And it's multiple pages long, but doesn't matter. If I do get it, I will comb through it as well. But they uncovered a lab operating under huge pressure, tight deadlines, shoestring budget, and a general lack of expertise. Well, that's in multiple corporations. How many corporations do have people that don't know what the hell they're doing running things? They have a lack of budget, so you're limited. You're always in fear of getting fired, and you're handling a deadly pathogen, or, you know, customer accounts or student work, or most corporations are like that. There's no way we should be naive to think that a lab would have any different sort of corporate structure. It's so ubiquitous and even if there is government money, sometimes that government money is not going where it needs to. So they said staff were struggling with disinfectant liquids corroding lab equipment. They believe that might have breached lab security. Staff also looked to purchase a specific kind of air disinfecting system, which may indicate that a filter at the lab broke right before the pandemic began. So the Wuhan Institute of Virology is China's first biosecurity level 4 facility, which is top grade. So it is designed to handle smallpox, you know, anthrax, Ebola. It is supposed to be able to handle, you know, some of the most deadly. It was opened in 2018, and it was pivotal to Xi Jinping's vision to make China a research and development pioneer and a global superpower. But it looks like they had issues with proper safety procedures, a lot of pressure to deliver results. So workers spent up to 6 hours inside pressurized suits handling deadly pathogens. 2 hours is excessive. So you have workers that are overworked. Maybe they were slipshod, tired, who knows. They said the director of the lab, Wan Ziming, had sent emails to colleagues saying lab technicians were struggling to find a disinfectant that would work without corroding his equipment. And this was in 2016. They were asking for help tracking down such a disinfectant. He also penned an article that described general neglect of lab maintenance costs and says high-level labs have insufficient funds for routine yet vital processes. So when you look at this, you're like, okay, this is a cluster and a half. And I sincerely doubt this Wuhan lab is the only one. My guess is there are labs all over the world that are operating under budget, have people who are not experts in their field promoted, running things, people who are overworked, doing slipshod stuff. So if there's any good to COVID, silver lining is hopefully all labs will now get a look over, an audit, and get their act together. 1-877-DR-BELLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.